In today's gospel, Jesus says, "For John the Baptist came neither eating food nor drinking wine. You said he's possessed by a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking. You said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners,' but wisdom is vindicated by all her children." What our Lord is saying to us is he's bringing to mind the persecution that happened to St. John the Baptist, the persecution that happened to him. But when he says those words, "wisdom is vindicated by all her children," he's literally saying the words of persecution that were uttered against John the Baptist and against Jesus vindicate the very teachings of St. John the Baptist and of Jesus. When we do something wrong in an earthly sense, like in a work or other type of environment, oftentimes we experience suffering. One of the hardest lessons for a Christian to truly understand and to internalize in their life is that when you experience suffering as a Christian, oftentimes it means that you did something right rather than doing something wrong. It's one of the hardest lessons. I personally think it is the hardest lesson of Christianity, because it is so counterculture to what our world teaches, that suffering comes from when you do something right. Suffering, Christianity teaches, is what happens when people choose to follow false gods rather than the one true God, to do their own will rather than the will of God, to do things the way they think it should be done rather than the way God is inviting them to do. St. John the Baptist certainly did not sin in when he was doing his ministry. He was a sinner, but not in the way he did his ministry. Jesus, of course, never sinned and yet experienced great suffering. The martyrs, who we remember today as St. Andrew Kim, and as Father John Kim always says, I always tell him, happy feast day of St. Andrew Kim, and he always messages me back, "and companions." So, "and companions," St. Andrew Kim and companions. They themselves also did not do anything wrong when they experienced the persecution and suffering that they experienced. So we have to remind ourselves, when we experience suffering and persecution, when we seek to do God's will, we need to learn to take it actually as an affirmation and that we're doing something right. In fact, I've tried to learn that if I go a long period without some kind of something happening, I actually will start to ask the Lord, "Lord, am I doing something wrong?" Because when we're doing God's will, the enemy doesn't like it, and he tries to muck with us or muck with those that we care about. We need to see and learn and receive things in a different way. Because the truth is, we cannot control that we will experience pain and suffering. It's going to come, no matter how hard someone tries to avoid it, it will come in some way, shape, or form. But what we can choose is what we will do with the pain and suffering that we experience, and the way that we will allow pain and suffering to transform us. Because make no mistake, pain and suffering always will transform us. But it's our choice if we choose to allow it to transform us into something more like the enemy, that we become more of the false version of ourself through pain and suffering, which unfortunately can happen, or if we allow pain and suffering to transform us more into the true version of who God has called us to do. The saints we celebrate today give us an example of allowing pain and suffering to be transformative into helping to be the true version that God created them to be. And also, it's our choice, where do we choose to transmit pain and suffering? You don't hear accounts of the martyrs who are suffering and say, "I pray that God rain down fire and brimstone upon you all and that you all rot in hell." You don't hear that from the saints, from the martyrs. What you hear instead is how they pray for the forgiveness of those who persecute them. God, forgive them for what they do. God, do not hold against them what they do. The martyrs do not transmit back the pain and suffering that was transmitted to them in persecution. The martyrs transmit back God's mercy, God's forgiveness. They pray blessings upon those who persecute them. They pray for the transformation of heart upon those who persecute them. That's what they choose to transmit. But the world teaches us that when we experience pain and suffering, we transmit that pain and suffering to someone else. To be a saint means you transmit your pain and suffering to God, and you transmit God's mercy, forgiveness, and blessings to those who have done the persecution instead. Make no mistake, it's a tall order. Being a Christian is simple, but it is not easy. But the martyrs we celebrate today remind us it is possible to live in that kind of heroic way and to be transformed into something far greater through the pain and suffering we have, and to transmit blessings upon those who have transmitted pain to us.